Okay, so this is called the wise mind exercise. And what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfortable spot for your head. And just allow yourself for the first few moments to just focus on your breathing. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through the nose. Breathing in slow and deep in through the nose. And exhaling and letting go. Letting that breath all the way out. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air at the tip of the nose. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. And exhaling and letting go. Again, focusing on the movement of the air at the tip of the nose. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And exhaling and letting that breath all the way out. And in addition to focusing on the movement of the air as you breathe in, as you exhale, I want you to notice your whole body slowly relaxing. And as you exhale, as you breathe out, I want you to imagine blowing your worries away. Breathing out and blowing all your worries away. As if your exhalation just releases all the tension from your body. And you may enjoy imagining the tension leaving your body like a fluid, like an energy of a certain color. And just exhaling, letting that breath all the way out. Breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose, filling your lungs and your chest. And then exhaling and letting go. Letting that breath all the way out. Letting your shoulders drop down. Letting your tummy muscles relax. The muscles in your jaw relax. The muscles around your eyes relax. And so taking a nice, long, slow, deep breath in through the nose. And exhaling and letting that breath out very slowly. Letting your shoulders drop down. Your tummy loosen. Your jaw release. All the muscles around your eyes relax. Just letting go more and more with every exhalation. Just letting that breath out, blowing your worries away, and letting go of them. Letting go of the worries. So again, breathing nice and deep and slow in through the nose. Feeling that fullness of that breath at the top, and then exhaling and letting go. Letting that breath all the way out. And as you exhale, in addition to blowing your worries away, I want you to also imagine and feel, sense as you exhale, a flow, a wave of healing energy flowing downwards from the top of your head as if there's a healing white light above your head. And that healing energy emanating from that white light flowing downwards over your forehead as you exhale. Flowing down around your eyes, relaxing all the many muscles around your eyes. Flowing down over your cheeks and your jaw. Allowing the jaw to relax, to separate. Flowing down over the neck, down over the shoulders. Every exhalation, wave upon wave of healing energy flowing down over your forehead, around the eyes, over the lips, flowing down over the neck, the shoulders, the chest, flowing down over the tummy, the legs, the feet, wave upon wave with every exhalation. Imagine, sense, feel the healing energy. Just digging deep into all the muscle fibers, relaxing them, smoothing them out. And your whole body just slowly relaxes more and more, becoming more calm, more still, more comfortable. So as I'm quiet, just taking more long, slow, deep breaths in, really focusing with every exhalation on the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, whatever you notice. Be they sensations of numbness, tingling, heaviness, or lightness. Just notice whatever you notice. Curiosity and surprise. How with every exhalation, little by little, at your pace, you notice more and more relaxation. Whatever it may be, wherever it may be, you may notice more numbness, tingling, heaviness, or lightness in your hands. More so than your feet. You may notice it more in your jaw, in your chest. Whatever you notice, just allow yourself to be curious and surprised as I'm quiet, focusing on the growing sensations of relaxation. The wonderful sensation of release you feel as you exhale, and the movement of the breath as you draw it in through your nose. Good. And as you continue to relax with every breath and every word I say, your mind can drift off, enjoying the sensation of relaxation, still being able to focus on the sounds of my words. But your mind can drift off to a safe, comfortable, cozy, happy place. So keeping this sense of stillness and allowing the sense of relaxation to deepen as your mind focuses on the growing sensations of relaxation. Keeping that with you on the right-hand side, this growing sensations of relaxation, this wonderful sense of calm and peacefulness and stillness. Just knowing that's there, always there. Keeping that there on the right-hand side of you. On the left-hand side of you, I'd like you to bring to mind an image of the reactive part of yourself that we all have. We all have a reactive part of ourselves. This is a part of ourselves that gets angry quick. This part of ourselves we all have is a part of ourselves that can feel stubborn, angry, overexcited, sad, really sad. This is the reactive, immature part of ourself that we all have. And there may be a time in your life when you were younger where it really helped to have this reactive part of yourself. When we're younger, like 2 and 3 and 4, it enabled us to get our needs known. It enabled us to express ourselves. But as we grow and as we mature, this reactive part of ourselves serves less and less purpose. This reactive part of ourselves gets us into trouble. We do and say things we later regret. It's this strong emotional part of ourselves, this reactive part of ourselves that we all have. We're all human. It's always there. But we can learn ways of managing this reactive part of ourselves, recognizing when it's trying to take control, recognizing when we feel triggered, recognizing our thoughts, our feelings, our urges, times when we feel the urge to do things and say things that we may or may not later regret, that may cause difficulty in our relationships, that may cause resentment or frustration with those around us. This is the reactive part of ourselves. So what I'd like you to do is bring to mind an image of this reactive part of ourselves. It may be younger, older, same age. It may be taller, shorter. It may be male or female. It may in fact be human or non-human. I'd like you to just bring to mind an image of this reactive part of yourself. And place this image just to the right of you. Sorry, just to the left of you. This reactive part of yourself, just to the left of you. Try to form an image of what this part of yourself looks like. And if you met this part of you on the street, would you enjoy its company? Would you enjoy talking to it? Would you enjoy being around it? Or would you feel yourself frustrated, irritated, overwhelmed? Would you feel provoked? Would you want to get away from this reactive part of yourself? Just notice what it talks like, what it sounds like, what it talks about. Notice what it looks like, what it says, what it does. Just bring to mind whatever comes most immediately to mind. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just try to form an image of this reactive part of yourself, just on the left of you. And there may be times where this part of ourselves gets triggered, or we feel more energized, more active, more excited than perhaps the situation requires, where we may feel more angry, frustrated, stubborn, where we may feel frustrated, sad, overwhelmed. Whatever it is, there may be times. And I'd like you to bring that situation, the most recent situation, to mind. Be it small, be it large, be it in the middle. Just a time where you recently felt either frustrated, irritated, insulted, where this reactive part of you was activated, where you felt sad, overwhelmed, insulted, disrespected, or perhaps overexcited. Just bring this situation to mind, remembering who was there, who you were with, what triggered you, what was said or done, what happened. I want you to remember what that reactive part of yourself wanted in that moment, and to remember these things with compassion, kindness, and understanding. This is a part of all of us. Not to feel ashamed or embarrassed, but just try to remember, what is it that you wanted most in that situation? What did you need most? And if you could have had a magic wand, what would you have done or said in that situation? Doesn't matter if you feel embarrassed or ashamed, or just allow yourself to remember with as much honesty as you can, looking at it as closely and honestly as you can. Remembering what you felt in your body. Did you feel a blockage in your throat, a constriction? Did you feel a heaviness or tightness or constriction in your chest? Did you feel anger, rage, sadness, trapped, overwhelmed? Did you feel overexcited, energized, giddy? What is it you felt in your body? And what a word would you give to that emotion? What did you want or need most? What did you want to say or do? So just let that all come back to you. Coming back to the forefront of your mind. And now what I'd like you to do is on the right-hand side, again, bring to the forefront of your mind your wise, mature part of yourself, the reasoning, calm part of yourself. And I want you to imagine what that wise, mature part of yourself whispering into your right ear would advise you to do in that moment to help calm down. What would that mature part of yourself, that wise part of yourself, advise you to do? And just imagine for a moment doing that, taking that advice. So taking a moment when you think about that situation to just calm yourself down in whatever way is meaningful to you, whether it's deep breathing, whether it's calming, coping statements, it's okay. Reassuring, calming, coping statements. So if this wise part of yourself is advising you something encouraging, something calming to say to yourself in that situation, try to imagine what it would be. What calming, soothing, encouraging thing can you say to yourself in that situation? So again, that wise part of yourself will encourage you to challenge what you're thinking about yourself and about the other person so that you can respond in a way that you feel calm, confident, and mature. So that wise part of yourself may encourage you to ask yourself questions just because that person is being condescending, stubborn, disrespectful, or rude, insulting, mean, and critical, regardless, whatever the situation would be, or even if you got overexcited, did or said something you're regretting. What can you do to challenge the thoughts, to challenge the beliefs, to challenge the thinking? Is it really true what they're saying? Or is there a different reality that exists inside of you? If the person is being critical, condemning, controlling, dismissive, disrespectful, is that about them? Or is it truly about something you did? Is it about their need for power and control? And if it is, what can you do in that situation to manage your thoughts and your feelings so that you respond in a way that you feel calm and confident What if you choose not to believe the negative thought that pops into your head? What if you choose to accept just because you have a thought, it's not necessarily true? Sometimes people aren't trying to control us, manipulate us, and we just perceive them as. Sometimes they're not trying to be demeaning or disrespectful. So we can ask, we can clarify, we can use our words. So is it just because you have a thought, is it necessarily true? Remember, we have 85,000 thoughts in a day. Some of them are just plain ridiculous. So another thing your wise mind may encourage you to ask is, are you exaggerating what's happening in this moment? Are you perceiving something that really truly isn't happening? Are your emotions getting bigger than the situation calls for? Are you getting more excited, more insulted, more reactive, more sad, more frustrated than perhaps the situation calls for? What would happen if you eliminated any of these words from the thoughts in your head? Either should, ought, never, can't, from the sentence. Should, ought, never, can't. Are any of those words going through your mind? Is thinking this right now helpful? Is it helping you to feel calm and confident? Is there some way you can use your words right now in a calm and confident way? And if there was, what could you say? It's important to also keep in mind we can choose to be and not be in situations. We can extract ourselves, we can remove ourselves. So if this is a situation where using your words may not work in this moment until emotions are calm, is there some way you can extract yourself from the situation? What can you say or do to extract yourself until emotions calm down? If this is a dance you do often with a friend or family member, where you get into these power struggles, is there some way of coming back to that person when you're calm and talking about the dynamic, the relationship, the dance, explaining what you observe and how it makes you feel, and ask for what you want? Ask for how you'd like it to be different. So when we take charge, when we calm ourselves down, when we recognize what we're feeling and thinking and what's triggering us, we can use our words more often, we can ask for what we need, we can negotiate, compromise. And sometimes there's people in our lives that refuse to compromise, refuse to negotiate, and it's always a power struggle. But if we try it first and we don't get anywhere, we can learn to take different strategies with that person, disengaging from typical patterns, pulling back when we know it's only going to end up in the same place. So just taking a moment to really pay attention to the wise part of yourself. Is there anything else the wise part of yourself can advise you
this situation, advise you to think, encourage you to think calming coping statements, or advise you or encourage you to do? Is there any further advice that'll help you feel more calm, more confident, more mature in these situations when you feel triggered, able to disengage, recognize what you're thinking, you're feeling, what's triggering you, and to use your words in a calm and confident way to negotiate your needs? So just as I'm quiet for a moment, is there anything else the wise part of yourself would advise? When you reflect upon imagining doing these things the wise part of yourself would advise you to do, how does it make you feel? Do you feel more encouraged, empowered, optimistic, confident, calm? How is it you feel? More positive, more in charge, more mature? Try to put some words to how you feel when you disengage more and more from the reactive part of yourself and engage the wise part of yourself. How does it make you feel? And how does that differ when you recall the original situation? How does the outcome change? And sometimes things happen in baby steps. Sometimes we try one strategy and we come back and try another, and we keep working at it to try different ways of negotiating our needs, compromising, discussing things. How does it feel differently? And every time you practice this exercise, you may come back to the same example. You may come to different examples that pop up in the day. But it's important at the end of the exercise to reflect upon how it was helpful for you, what you learned from it, and this will change each and every time you do it. Your ability to become more aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your triggers, your urges will grow stronger and stronger. As you practice disengaging, calming yourself, the wise part of yourself gets stronger. And as the wise part of yourself gets stronger, the reactive part of yourself falls into the background, fades away, fades far, far away. Now, keeping in mind it never goes away, we always carry that part with us, but we're better able to manage it. We become the master of our thoughts, our feelings, and our behaviors. We become the master. More aware, more emotionally aware, more aware of our thoughts, our feelings, and our triggers. So just take a moment to come back to the room around, feeling a little calmer, a little more relaxed.